Charlestown resident Denise Rhodes lives about 1,000 feet away from this quarry, just across the border in Westerly. She invited a couple of Charlestown Town Council members and me to her house on a day when the town issued a code red alert.
My name is Amber.
Hi, Denise nice Rhodes. Nice to meet you. Nice speaking with you the other day.
What you're about to hear is what Rhodes and several of her neighbors experience on code red days. Her entire two-story house shook and rattled.
I just don't know what we're going to do. It was never like this.
It was never like this because active operations at the quarry ended in 1969. Back in the day, granite from this quarry was extracted to make slabs and columns for buildings and handcrafted monuments, tombstones, and statues. In the late 1800s, the granite industry drove and dominated Westerly's economy.
Even back in the, I think it was the 1800s, they didn't blast like this. There would just be a ding, and then they would take a huge piece of quarry stone out.
In late 2010, a Connecticut-based company formerly known as Copar Quarries began to lease the quarry from its current owner, Westerly Granite. Copar Quarries changed its name earlier this year, but since it's made headlines and it's known around town as Copar Quarries, for this story, we'll continue to call it by its old name. Listen to what Rhodes and her neighbors thought the first time they felt and heard a blast.
The ground shook. All I could think of it was an earthquake.
My son was actually underneath a truck, working on a truck, and he thought the truck was going to come down right on top of him. We thought a plane crashed or something big crashed around our area. We had no idea what was happening.
I was home with my children, and we were scared out of our minds. I thought we were at war. I thought we had just been bombed.
In addition to Denise Rhodes, that was Steve Dubois of Bradford, a subdivision in Westerly, and Christy McDonough of Charlestown. These homeowners say they didn't sign up to live next to an active quarry. They chose to build their houses in the area because it's green, rural, and close to the ocean. Now Copar Quarries has machines with the capacity to crush more than 150 tons of stone per hour. These homeowners say they have to put up with the stone crushing machines every weekday, sometimes on Saturdays, in addition to blasts every 4 to 6 weeks. Copar Quarries has not responded to various requests for an interview, but that request is still open. Bradford resident Steve Dubois says he went to the Westerly Town Hall back in 1990, before he bought land and built his house, to ask if it would ever be an active quarry again.
The guy who owned it turned all those, James J. Romanella, all through Westerly, he turned all those old quarries into housing developments. So that's what we figured was going on there, and that's what we were told by the town zoning official, Anthony Giordano. We did do our homework. We did go there and ask what that property was, and it was residential land.
Over the years, the quarry has had different owners. After active quarrying ended in the late 1960s, some of that land was preserved as open space and agricultural land, and some of it was owned residential and sold off to developers. The Westerly town manager said she couldn't grant an interview for this story because the town is still in the middle of legal battles with Copar Quarries and Westerly Granite. Dubois says at some point in the recent past, a section of the quarry property was zoned light industrial. He and a couple of other neighbors also launched a lawsuit against Copar.
We were never notified of any zoning change, never read it in the newspaper, and somehow, miraculously, it appeared on the tax records in 2004 as light industrial. But we never really saw it until, you know, this noise started coming out of there. And then they said they changed it, but we can't find, there's no record in the Westerly Town Hall that shows that land ever changing from residential to light industrial.
Then in 2007, Westerly issued the quarry owner a zoning certificate that allows stone and gravel to be mined and crushed at the quarry. However, those type of mining and crushing activities are not allowed on properties zoned light industrial, like this one, except on properties that have operated uninterrupted as mines, quarries, and sand and gravel pits in the past, and that continue to do so. That's because activities from what's called the extraction industry were happening before zoning ordinances were adopted, and the right to continue to mine and crush on those properties has been grandfathered in, unless companies stop operating for 12 months in a row. But in this case, that's been challenged. The Superior Court in Rhode Island recognized those grandfather rights when Westerly Granite and Copar Quarries sued the town of Westerly. The party settled and signed an agreement earlier this year in February.
It's terrible. I read it and was actually sick to my stomach when I read the agreement.
That's Charlestown resident Enoch McDonough.
Because it gave them everything. It gave us, it gave taxpayers and neighbors zero. Zero relief. And it gave that company the chance to just keep operating as they want.
Part of the agreement stipulates that the town of Westerly may not pass any ordinances that will negatively affect operations at the quarry, now or in the future. That means Westerly can't put limits on the intensity of their activities, hours of operation, and manner of operation. The agreement affirms that Westerly Granite Company and Copar Quarries never abandoned their quarrying activities, and therefore their rights are protected. The Environmental Protection Agency cited Copar Quarries for not notifying the agency of its initial startup date in January 2011. This quarry has been described as idle and abandoned by many old documents signed off by the current owner of the quarry property and inspectors at the Department of Environmental Management. So neighbors wonder how a company that started to operate in 2011 has any grandfather rights. Denise Rhodes says the agreement opens up a can of worms because there are many abandoned quarries across the state.
We've got abandoned quarries, one on Klondike Road, which one of the companies, it's not Copar, but somebody else, is cleaning up now because they want to go in there and start doing stuff. And that hasn't even been used in 40 years.
These families say they have to deal with dust migrating from the quarry on top of dealing with the noise. They're worried the dust has silica, a known carcinogen. Silica is a byproduct of crushing quartz, granite, and other minerals. Homeowners say they're also unsettled by the long list of violations issued to the company by both the Mining Safety and Health Administration and the EPA. The agencies have cited them for being negligent when it comes to worker safety and for violating the Clean Air Act, among other things. Homeowners say state agencies aren't doing enough to protect their health and well-being or the environment. They're disappointed in how they've handled inspections. The DEM has investigated the quarry over several concerns about air and water pollution, trash, and the surrounding wetlands. On the dust issue, the DEM issued one violation to Copar Quarries last year. David Choppy is the chief of the DEM's Office of Compliance and Inspection.
We had our inspector park his vehicle at the property line between the quarry and the private property, clean his windshield of his car, wait for 45 minutes, and he just did a finger swipe with a glove on his windshield, and he was able to detect the crystalline silica that's associated with the gravel operations.
Choppy says the goal of this inspection was to determine if there was a dust violation, not to determine if the dust was made up of silica.
And we don't have any standards for silica. There's no statute and no regulation that says it can't be over this amount. So it would be difficult for us to do the sampling. And if we did the sampling, I'm not sure what we would do with the information because we don't have any standard to compare it to say whether it would be or wouldn't be a problem.
Federal criteria and standards do exist for preventing diseases that arise from the exposure to crystalline silica. But Choppy says those standards only apply to workers exposed to crystalline silica dust at their workplace. And that blast you heard on that code red day? Homeowners say the blasts are also compromising the structural integrity of their homes and private wells. Many of these homes sit along the same granite rock that extends to the quarry, and they're worried about the aquifers that supply water to Bradford and Westerly. The Division of the State Fire Marshal regulates blasting in the state. Deputy State Fire Marshal Richard James says based on the company's seismographic records, Copar Quarries is blasting well within the state limits.
In the past few years, we've introduced legislation, right, to limit blasting on rainy, overcast days. The cloud level's low, the air shock hits the clouds and comes back down. And it's like, you know, thunder and lightning coming, hitting the roof of your house. But that has died in committee always. There's not many changes we can actually do to blasting. Nothing we can do about it.
There's nothing they can do about it because the state limits are based on federal standards. And those federal standards are based on a study conducted by the federal government in 1980. James goes by what the blast experts say, that there's no chance blast could cause any cosmetic cracks, even the size of a hair strand, if blasting is done within the legal limits. That's no comfort to the homeowners who have to deal with the blasts every few weeks. Homeowners say they feel like they have nowhere to turn to for help. They say this quarry operation has not only disrupted their quality of life, but it's also hurt one of their greatest life investments, their homes. I'm Bet Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.